This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listen to Joy 94.9's Worldwide Wave every Wednesday from 11 p.m. Melbourne, 10:30 Adelaide, 8 p.m. Perth. This is the world we live in.
Surfing the globe, bringing global gay news, stories, and life to you one country at a time. This is the Worldwide Wave on Joy 94.9. Worldwide Wave here on Joy 94.9. I'm Hikaru Freeman, joined here by Squirrel. How are you, Squirrel?
I'm fantastic this evening, Hikaru.
It's been so long since I've seen you, hasn't it?
It has. It's been a bit lonely without you, but I'm excited because tonight we're going to Poland.
Yes, we're going to Poland, one of those very mysterious countries. It's the last part of our Difficult Country series. We want to thank all those lovely boys over at Sound Museum for giving us such a nice to do. I miss going over to them there. Sorry, it's a bit off of me. I've been doing so much news in the morning, I never realized how different things are at night. Now, we are going to be talking with Logan Musha and Jack of East Block Love, which will be premiering next month, actually, next month starts in only just about an hour, doesn't it?
It does. It's a leap year at that.
It is a leap year.
Hey, but first, why don't we hear the song Copernicus by
Basia? Yes, Copernicus, famous Pole.
What's he famous for?
That's a good question. Yes, right in.
We'll get back to you here on the Worldwide Wave. Mm-hmm.
Basia, Copernicus, one of my favorite songs, actually. Now, we had an interesting question where we tried to figure out what was Copernicus. Squirrel, you answered that one quite well.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me, eh? Year 7 science. It's he was the Polish guy who figured out the sun was the center of the universe.
I always thought that was Galileo. Now, let's get into the LGBT side of Poland, particularly the fun, fast facts. This is the first time for me doing these, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. No, Tom. Hey, I'll ask you a few prompting questions.
Okay.
So, when did it become legal to be gay?
Well, interestingly enough, it was never illegal, per se, to be gay in Poland, apart from the nice little bit when they were occupied. However, there's a nice little interesting twist here that happened in 1969, which is that homosexual prostitution became legal
in 69.
In the most Catholic country in Eastern Europe.
In 69. Sorry, just confirming the year, that's all.
Yeah, sure. We're confirming the year. Remember, we're a late night show.
Can you be gay and serve in the military?
You can, actually. They were never banned from the military, which is a bit different from a lot of the countries we dealt with this past series.
That is true. It's quite different. Actually, they're sounding pretty liberal. What's the age of consent?
The age of consent is 15, which puts them in line with most countries in Europe. I think it's averaging about 15 to 16.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so do they have any, like, big famous gay people?
Well, I would say one of the most famous ones is probably Robert Biedron, as well as several TV presenters with names that unfortunately I cannot pronounce quite well. However, there is also the first transsexual and gay MPs took their seats in Parliament just this past year.
Well, that's right, back in October.
Yep, in October. I think it is. The boys talked about Robert Biedron, didn't they?
Yeah. So it's all rosy up on the top levels and in the legislation. How many, back on the ground, people, percentage opposing gay marriage?
79% currently. Yes, I know. However, let's try to find the silver lining here. There's 54% who are okay with partnership.
And it is a Catholic country, so that does make a bit of sense.
Now, what is probably a little bit more distressing is that 93% are against adoption.
So 93% of Polish people surveyed are against adoption.
Yes, although the one thing we have to say with these surveys, we don't know anything about the sampling. We don't know where they were sampled, because, you know, if you
outside church on Sunday.
Yeah, if you ask people outside church on Sunday, you're not going to get that good of a response. Now, an interesting song coming up that I'm actually quite a big fan of. This guy, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to say, go to joyeurovision.com, which is the current project that's been taking me away from you lovely guys here at World Wide Wave. But Piasek, who is coming up, was a Polish entrant in 2001. And this song of his, which wasn't an entry, but it was quite good. It's called Jesteś Bliżej, which means good feelings. Worldwide Wave here on Joy 94.9. That was Piasek's Jesteś Bliżej, or Good Feelings. Remember, we're the show that goes around the world, one country at a time, stopping at a different destination each week. This week, we're coming to the end of the wave's turn to the difficult countries, and we will have more with Piasek, as well as other Polish artists, and more importantly, the boys of East Bloc Love. We know you're listening in. Hi, guys. We're now going to be listening to the culmination of our interviews with Logan Musza and Jack Isles of East Bloc Love. It's a very eye-opening one. Here, the boys will be talking about Poland. But do remember, get in touch with us on air at joy.org.au or alternatively, Twitter, where we're at W3Joy.
I think we're going to move on to Poland now.
In Poland, is there more of an issue with the cultural bigotry of the Catholic Church leaning over everything as opposed to just the legal side?
Yeah, well, legally, it's part of the EU, and like in the film, they kind of had if the Europride was held there and everything like that. Like legally, their rights are pretty of a high standard there for the LGBT community. But really, the problem is right-wing
nationalist groups
and the Catholic groups. And it's a very, very, very Catholic country.
we did originally it would have been in the film, but unfortunately on the day we had two tapes stolen. So, but there was a lot of violence before the march was set off, with skinheads throwing eggs and fireworks at everyone, and lots of punch-ups and things like that, which the police had to, because it's part of the EU now, have to actually protect the march. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing, I suppose, was that Europride, which had 20,000 people, which was amazing for Poland, but when it's in other countries like Rome or in Italy or in Spain, they get a million. That's the stigma of what people think of Poland still, that it is still a very right-wing, homophobic country, and it is with the society.
Outside of the European laws, which mandate they've got to sort of play fair, I mean, it seemed weird that in the film, everything seems sort of, happy, and they're just marching along and smiling, and nobody's throwing anything. That all seemed to happen before that. So that was a bit of an eye-opener for me, too. I was kind of like, where's the tension? Even though we know the tension is there.
Yeah, well, the thing was, it was extremely heavily protected by the police. So once the march actually
Yeah, they looked
started,
like they were actually part of the parade. There was just a wall of police.
It was just literally...
For every four participants, there was one police person. So
oh, wow.
They brought in police across the country just for that day. It was nuts. I've never seen... Literally, it was just like a wall of police on either side the whole way along the route.
Oh, my God.
It felt safe, so...
Well, Poland recently elected its first trans MP. How many battles did she fight to just get there?
Well, the funny thing was, I actually interviewed her as well, but never actually ended up in the film because it just kind of didn't slot in. But yeah, I'm not too sure about her recent kind of battle on the way there, but it's just amazing that she's actually gone into power. Is one of the Greens?
I don't know the party, but she's been at the forefront of Poland's largest trans organisation for a long time now.
Transfusia?
Transfusia is the name of the organisation. And us, but yeah, it would have been nice to have got it translated. And we probably still will, because it'd be a nice little video to put up. The positive thing was that, and also seeing Robert Biedron being elected again, because he was originally a politician in Parliament and coming back onto the scene. So,
yeah, his story is actually quite fascinating to some extent, because he got elected. I mean, just what was his trigger for exactly getting elected? More than anything else, was it part of just?
I don't know the background of that, but I do. All I know from what we interviewed with him was that he had been in before. He faced a lot of opposition when he first got into Parliament. Mm-hmm. But I suppose the reason him and this other woman, which is like a contradiction with the right-wing conservative nature of Poland, that these people have been elected, is that the youth of Poland are a lot more progressive than the older generations. So I think as the years go by, Poland will see a big change, and we'll see more of these type of people getting into Parliament, which would be really amazing.
And, well, I guess one of the other things I thought was really striking was the whole gay art exhibition in Warsaw.
That was amazing.
How did that come about?
Well, it was this Polish curator who I think he even was shocked himself. Like, we kept talking to him about it, and he's like, I don't believe they're letting me do this. But it was part of the whole EuroPride that they put it on, the Ars Homo Erotica exhibition, which was just about him trying to get all art from Eastern Europe that really hasn't actually seen the light of day, and even going back through all the collections of the art galleries there and finding, you know, homosexual LGBT references to traditional pieces of art and putting them on display. But it really was. He was just still constantly, I think, in a state of awe that his work was in the National Museum, and he was just so confused on why he was actually ever given permission. But he kind of said he kind of went through hell and back trying to get it put on. Like, the amount of opposition he got was just nuts, but he just kept going through, and eventually I think they just probably got fed up and let him have it.
Well, I know Poland's changing a little bit, because I know they have their, I think they had their first black MP or something like that. The idea of an African, there's a black MP in Poland.
Wow. I did not know that.
It's the weirdest thing. And they've had a black player in the national football team.
That's right, yeah.
Is Poland somewhat getting a little bit more used to becoming more diverse ever so slowly? Are they the little bright shining spot that of?
Yeah, well, I think it's that kind of thing, as opposed to with most of Eastern Europe, I suppose most of the world actually, that as the older generation, the more conservative generation kind of starts disappearing and the younger people come along with a bit more liberal, I suppose these changes are happening. So I suppose, especially in Eastern Europe, ever since, you know, all these people that grew up during communist times, that, you know, as the generation now have kind of never actually witnessed that or experienced that, and there's a lot more Western influence, that they're becoming a lot more liberal and more open to these kind of ideas.
Joy 94.9, this is the World Wide Wave. That was Małgorzata Ostrowska, Nisce Ni Umiem.
Which means, I don't know, I don't want. So let me get this straight. We've traveled around the world, we're stopping off country by country, interviewing people, playing the pop music, and we are now in the midst of our Difficult Country series.
Towards the end, actually.
Towards the end of our Difficult Country series, yeah. Right you are. And we've got a country where the gay art exhibit is in the National Museum. The police are wholeheartedly protecting the gay pride parade, and there's a trans MP.
Well, see, this is the interesting thing. Why does Poland still have this whole reputation of being a very right-wing homophobic thing? It's just like, you know, like the Boers were saying, they had all these attacks on during EuroPride, and yet at the same time, an article just appeared in The Economist, which says that around that time, that said, hey, everyone was shocked that they were treated rather nicely. So what's going on? What does this say about Poland?
That's right. In fact, that article actually talked about how the European Court of Human Rights. Right, it's pushing Poland more and more towards tolerance, because in 2007, it found Poland guilty after Lech Kaczynski, the old mayor, the one that has a twin brother who's the president kind of thing, he attempted to ban the Equality Parade in 2005. Yep, so the European Court of Human Rights was like, not on, change it, let's go. And it's been changing. For example, 61% of Poles said no objection to a gay prime minister if they had one overall. And then,
and who's to say they haven't had one already?
That's true. Meanwhile, Kaczynski's brother, Jarosław. That's right. It's Polish pronunciation. Jarosław. He is just sort of recrafting himself into this brilliant sort of, I'm not really homophobic, it's trendy to be tolerant.
Yeah, which, you know, I kind of have to say, I don't want to be terribly cynical here, but it's sort of just like, does he want to be in power, or does he actually want to, you know, does he actually generally believe this? I mean,
that's true. But let's say here we have a country where it was never illegal. It's not really a huge problem. Yes, they're Catholic, but no, the government didn't particularly care. You add them into the EU, you get them trying to blend in, and voila, we have a country that's not a difficult country.
It is, but see, the question is, how much of that difficulty is still reflected? I mean, it still sounds like, even though they had a huge gay art exhibit, still stands to reason. He did say he went through, you know, hell and back trying to get it on.
That's true, but I'm trying to get it on, eh? But no, I thought it was cool. You know, you walk into a museum and you saw, like, all the rainbow flag being held up, almost like the fallen soldier.
Yeah.
It's just it was a great take on it. It's like, it wasn't just a little bit of a tasteful, quiet, in the corner gay thing. It was like, it took over the museum.
And, you know, particularly with art, because in Poland especially, the Poles have always regarded themselves as being very artistic, even during the communist era, where Polish films got, there are whole books on the Polish art for films that were released, like the art for Psycho was extremely avant-garde and out there. So art is a really central part of Polish life, and this is something that I think was really important, that it got to be put there and to be displayed in the National Museum is a huge thing.
Yeah, I like that idea that basically when you know it's gotten into the culture, when it's gotten
Absolutely.
Into the whole culture, then you're mm-hmm. onto something and it is truly starting to at least make a segue into being accepted.
Yeah.
Speaking of making a segue, the next song, ooh, I'm going to try to pronounce it, Ona Może On.
Ona Może On, She May Be Him.
She May Be Him. Again,
or Maybe Him, Maybe Her.
By Piasek, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Here on Worldwide Wave, Joy 94.9.
And that was Basha's classic, Cruising for a Bruising. Basha being one of the most well-known, at least in my memory, Polish singers, I think. You've ever heard Basha? That was an old classic.
It was a beautiful song, but no. Have I ever heard of any of these people?
Do we ever know anything? Now
I've learned so much.
We're going to be talking with the boys shortly, but...
Who are these boys?
Well, the boys, we always call them the boys because when Tom and I talk to them, we always feel like we're the grandpas of the group. But they are, again, Logan Musha and Jack Giles, who... did an amazing film, East Block Love, which is going to be part of the Melbourne Queer Film Festival next month. It's still next month.
It's a documentary style film, and they go around.
They
Eastern
go,
Europe.
Yes. They well, they basically have gone to all the countries we covered to, which is makes for a nice little bit of synergy when you think about it. They went to Belarus. They went to Romania. Mm-hmm. They went to Poland, and they didn't make it to Iran. Yeah, that was a bit of an odd one.
Maybe for their next one. Let's hear our last clip from the boys. Yeah.
Well, Jack, you're a Polish extraction. Now, we're switching over to that. Personally, before you started this whole project, growing up, how much did you experience homophobia being, you know, gay in Polish Australia?
Well, going to my family, I've never really had much to do with that on that side of my family.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I've had a very supportive upbringing on my Australian side with my mother, mm-hmm. and never had to deal with my Catholic nana or anyone like that. So I'm actually probably lucky. So I can't really answer the question probably with a very fun answer because I've had a very good. I came out and it was all good and everything was fine. So. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to had anything to do with that side of the family. But if I had, maybe it would be different because once again. She's a very strong Catholic and all of that, and if that came into it, as you can see in Poland, it does become quite conflicting.
Well, how did it feel when you actually were in Poland?
Well, I've been to Poland now a lot. I've spent a lot of time in Poland. And I suppose every time I've been there, I've gone and explored the gay bars. I've also, you know, I've met people at straight bars, which is another interesting thing. Before
really?
I started going out with Logan, well, that's a story in itself.
A long time ago.
We don't want to rock domestic bliss, you know.
I suppose once again, it's. I think I was saying this last time. The younger generations don't seem to mind so much. It's the older, more conservative type of people that actually have a problem with it. And if you keep it to yourself, and if you're closeted about it, and all these clubs and bars there, none of them are out there. They're all in little alleys or down little holes, or you know, you've got to go find them or know someone.
Is it the whole way you got to knock and almost have
yeah.
a secret,
yeah.
secret
so
code?
As long as I think these countries and this Belarus is like this. As long as you're not in your face about it, and as long as you keep it behind closed doors in your room, then they don't care. But then it comes down to the constant visibility and how important is that?
Yeah.
Mm. So.
Well, I guess I now also turn that question over to Logan, who's of Russian background. How did did you balance that?
Well, I suppose my Russian heritage nearly never came out much because I was just here in Australia. It's just only ever been, we kind of immigrated from Canada, so it's just kind of been my small family and my grandmother, my wonderful grandmother, I love dearly. So yeah, I grew up in Frankston.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that kind of shocks people when they hear it. So yeah, as opposed to Jagera, he had a wonderful time out in Footscray. I suppose Frankston wasn't the most tolerant of places for gay tendencies in high school, anything like that. So I led a very closeted life during high school up until I kind of branched out and went to university and decided to move out of home very quickly.
Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wave. That was Sama, sung by Justyna Stekowska, who is who sang that song for Poland in the Eurovision 1995. It's a very dark song because the word Sama is Polish for alone. And that kind of goes to what the boys were saying about having to hide behind closed doors and having to keep a part of yourself hidden behind. Now, coming up, we will be briefly talking about one very famous Polish person. Can you guess who?
Here's a hint. She came out on Valentine's Day of this year in Australia. But speaking of, we also love to get listener feedback and interaction. If you've got anything to say, whether you think it's great that the Polish Art Museum sponsored a gay exhibit, or whether you think it's important to be able to not hide behind closed doors, feel free to shoot us an SMS at 0427-JOY-949 or give us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Joy 949, and that was, and I do apologize for the way I'm going to pronounce this, Dziewczyna Szamana, which I believe means it's something like gypsy woman or traveling woman or something like that, by Justyna Stekowska. This Polish show is going to be very tricky on the name, isn't it?
The spellings are fantastic, but the music is quite good.
It is. Well, you know, Poland has a huge artistic heritage, and here in Australia, there is one Polish person, person of Polish descent that sort of soars above all others, and that is Magda Zubanski, who just recently came out. Read out what Magda's very brilliant statement that she made.
Well, I think it was pretty cool because she came out on Valentine's Day. Now, most of the people in the know kind of knew she was already out.
I didn't. I will admit that I did not know.
But she came out as part of the whole gay marriage campaign, which is trying to get more and more famous folks on board, saying she's 1,000% in favor of gay marriage. And then she goes on, all Australians, including gay Australians, should have exactly the same rights, including the right to love, marry, and take care of our partners. The law as it stands means you could be a serial killer, yet you would still be considered fit to marry. But if you're gay, you're not deemed worthy of these same rights. So here we have a woman of Polish descent in Australia, clearly speaking out in favor of gay rights. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think the Polish mindset, I admit, I came in with a bit of prejudice.
I did too. I did too. And I also love what she said on the project, which is, I'm gay, 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 little bit not gay, 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 gay.
Fantastic. Well, hey, our next song is another song by that same woman, Justyna.
Yes, Oko za Oko. Joy 94.9, this is the Worldwide Wave, and that was Justyna Stekowska's Oku za Oku, or Eye for an Eye. It's a sort of very, it seems like a really catchy Polish song, and by which I mean it's the sort of song you could expect to hear in like a jazz club in the middle of Warsaw. You know, and Warsaw, I've never been, but from what I've heard, it's actually one of the most cool and accepting cities, given its history when you think about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, also given the history, the whole pink triangle thing, Auschwitz. Yep.
So you think perhaps to some extent, having gone through all that, is Poland probably realized that homophobia is just kind of, it's too much hate to handle.
I like it. Too much hate to handle.
And welcome back to the Worldwide Wave. Now, one of the things that we have here on the Wave is that we like to get a lot of listener feedback. So you can go always get in touch with us off air at worldwidewave@ymail.com. And more importantly, just get in touch with us. If you have a great story idea, we definitely would want to hear from that. If you're from a country that you feel that we should cover, get in touch with that. But we've had quite an interesting journey today, haven't we, Squirrel?
We have. We learned a lot. Basically, Poland is not necessarily a difficult country. So it's good that it was at the end. It's almost like a journey, a transition on to the next one.
Yes, perfect. Well said.
Yeah, because they've got art, they've got police, they've got laws. It's true, there is a strong Catholic opposition to gay marriage, and they are still against adoption. But overall, if you're behind closed doors, it's okay. Now, that's not fantastic, but the key is it actually is okay to be
gay. It's okay to have that door open. And remember, next week we're going to South Africa, and that's going to be a big one because we're going to be talking to the current Mr. Gay World.
This would excite every gay male listener, especially if we had video.
Oh, and if we had video, if we had pictures, and, you know, all I can say, and he's got a very strong South African accent.
Oh, no, 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 no. I like the way they say no. No, 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 no. Great. Well, yep. Thank you for listening to the World Wide Wave. Coming up next, we've got KRIS with Q Country, and we look forward to you joining us next week.
One last song from Justina Stachowska, Kichi Kichi Mai.
There's more Joy news and views at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.